والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, as we are all aware that this is the month of Ramadan, where Allah says Shahrun Mubarakun, a very blessed month, Shahrun Azeemun, a great month, Shahrun Fihi, a month in which Laylatul Qadr, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. This is the month. Ramadan is the ninth month in the Islamic calendar. Ramadan. Ulama have said, Ramadan, the meaning of Ramadan, it's derived from the word Ra-ma-da, the Arabic word Ra-meem and Dad, means severe heat. At the time, in the Arab world, at that moment, the heat used to be so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some scholars have said, when the Ramadan came down, the link between the severe heat and the Ramadan fasting was the way the heat, severe heat, burns things. Let it burn the crops, let it burn things. The same way in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with hasanat, He will burn people's sins away. This is the link between the severe heat that will burn crops or burn other things, burn people. The same way in the month of Ramadan, in that month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will burn people's sins with the hasanat, with the good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qama Ramadanan imanan wa ihtisaban غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. A person, when he stands, من قام رمضان, in the month of Ramadan, to perform prayers, the night prayers, when we come here at 11 o'clock, and we pray, we stand in front of Allah, these prayers are optional, and we stand in front of Allah and we pray, let it be 8 rakat, 10 rakat, 18 or 20. But we are struggling, especially in this month. And the time is summer. And people, you have work in the morning. But the time salah finishes very late. But still people are sacrificing their time with optional prayers. One thing that is fardh, compulsory, where we have to do. But even after the compulsory salah, people are staying behind. We are staying behind to perform salah. And it is optional salah. For who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imanan. Because we have faith in Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That Siyam has been enjoined upon us the way it was made fard upon the Ummah before us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Siyam compulsory upon us. Along with Siyam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us do good actions, especially stand up throughout the day fast and throughout the night, stand in front of Allah, recite the Quran in your prayers. Pray salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all our past sins. This is when every one of us, we're standing here, praying salah during the night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving our sins, burning our sins with hasanat. burning with hasana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking all our sayyi'at away. This is the virtue of this blessed month, my dear brothers and sisters. This is the month of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. That شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ, the month of Ramadan, in which we have revealed the Quran. And Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Jibreel Amin used to come down every night to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they used to recite the Quran. They used to recite the Quran during the month of Ramadan. So from this we understand this is the month of Quran. Al-Quran, Hudan Linnas, which is a guide for mankind. Now how can we take guidance from Quran is when a person recites the Quran and he acts upon the Quran. If we just leave the Quran on the shelves and we think, yes, we have recited the Quran when we were young, we've learned the Quran. No, Quran is the thing that will intercede for a person on the day of Qiyamah. Shifa'un laka aw alayk. It will either intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah, or it will go against us. It will go against us if we did not recite the Quran or if we did not act upon the Quran. It will intercede for us if we recited the Quran and if we acted upon the Quran. This is the importance of Quran. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best amongst people are those who learn the Quran and then teaches to others. خَيْرُكُمْ, best amongst people are those who learn this Quran, the book of Allah, and they teach it to others. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has sent us this book. And especially this month, where our deeds is multiplied. It's multiplied by 10. Brothers and sisters, we have to make sure before the month of Ramadan comes to an end, every second, every minute, every hour, every day of this blessed month, we utilize it such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records for us all the good deeds. And all the good deeds that they are multiplied. We do not want this month to go by and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has either written nothing for us or bad deeds He has written for us. This is a month, Shahrun Adeem, Shahrun Mubarak, a very blessed month. But we have to encourage others. We have to encourage our wives, husbands, brothers, sisters, our children in this month to do good deeds and stay away from bad actions. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when Ramadan comes, the doors of Jannah will be opened. And the doors, the gates of Jahannam are closed. And Shaitan, they are locked up. When it means by the doors of Jannah are open, the mercy, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon us. It is upon us so that for us to do good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, the ability to do good actions more in this month. And if this month we are not doing any good actions, my dear brothers and sisters, we really need to work on ourselves. This is the month where we can work in our hearts, with our hearts. We need to change our hearts. We need to clean our hearts from the filth that went into our hearts throughout the year. This is the month where we need to try our best to clean our hearts from all the filth that entered into this heart. And through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is descending upon us, with this mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the ability to get rid of all the dirt that is in our hearts. The spiritual side, my dear brothers and sisters, yes, by action we will come, pray salah, give zakat, perform hajj, do umrah, give charity. But what's inside our hearts? That is very important. What is inside our hearts? Is our hearts clean? Our intention, is our intentions clean? Are we doing things to please Allah? Or are we doing things to show people? Or so that people will say, oh, so and so has become like this. So and so has become like that. This is the most important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at our body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at our appearance. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at our hearts. This is the month, my dear brothers, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down His mercy and has made it easy upon every single one of us to do good deeds, to do good things, and clean our heart. This is very important, my dear brothers and sisters. We're working outside. We're working, you know, practically we're doing good a'mal. But we are forgetting the inner part. Let me give you an example. A person who's suffering from some illness. Say a person, we've got a skin problem. We've got a skin problem and it's appeared on our faces or our arms, our legs. We can see and it's growing. What will we do? What's the first thing we will do? Are we going to let it grow? Let it be on our face? How much of makeup can we put on to, you know, cover the illness? Not for that long. Time will come, it will go, it'll spread all over our body. The first thing we'll do, because we dislike this look, and we don't want this to spread throughout our bodies, we will go to the doctors. And we will get medicine to remove this illness. And yes, if that doesn't work, we'll try others all the way till, you know, it goes away. We'll try all different sort of prescription. Now just imagine, this is what we can see, this is visible for us. If it was possible, my dear brothers and sisters, everyone knows where they are, what they do, where the state is, what they've done in the past, what they're doing right now. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to give us the chance, or He were to allow us to take our hearts out and check how much of filth, how much of disease is in our hearts, just imagine what will we do at that time. Will we just look at it and put it back in? Or would be the way we would go to doctors and we would make sure that this disease are removed? Are we going to do that? Or are we going to put the heart back and carry on with our lives? Just imagine we were to see the disease and the illnesses, all the illnesses that are in our hearts. What will we do? Yes, of course, we will do something about it. So this is why, because we can't see, but just think of the actions that we are doing every day. The actions, are they taking us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The actions that we are doing, are they taking us close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Or are they taking us away from Allah? Are they taking us away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this is why, my brothers and elders, we need to work with our souls. We need to strengthen our iman. We need to clean our hearts. And for us to do this, we need to let go of the bad actions, the bad habits that we used to do. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah s.a.w. says in the hadith that Allah says, Allah is not in need of a person's fast. The person who swears, who's involved in unnecessary talk, or is picking up a fight, or is picking up an argument, or is causing inconvenience to others. Allah says, I am not in need of this person's fast. Fasting for the whole day, 18 to 2, however many hours, 20 hours. And then Allah says this to us, that He's not in need of our fast. For when we are arguing, when we are causing fight, when we are causing inconvenience, and Allah says He's not in need of our fast. This is why we have to be extra careful. Not just for this month of Ramadan. This is a lesson. This is, you know, preparing us for the rest of the year. In our akhlaq, in our manners. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed those ways that it prepares us. If we can come for all five salah, or if we can pray all five salahs during the month of Ramadan, what about the remaining months? Can we not pray all five salah during the other month? If we can open the holy book, if we can open the Quran, the book of Allah, then can we not open the book of Allah during the other month? If we can come to the masjid 3, 4, 5 times a day, can we not come to the masjid after the month of Ramadan finishes? This is preparation for the remaining months of the year. If we can do those actions over here in this month, then indeed we can do those actions as soon as this month ends. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if someone argues with a person during whilst he's fasting, or tries to cause inconvenience, or is troubling this person, the person says, "Inni sa'im, I am fasting, I am fasting." This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us: manners, not just the inside, not just the spiritual side, even how to be with people. How to deal with people, our behavior, our manners, lying, backbiting, all those things. Allah says He is not in need of our fasts if we are backbiting, if we are lying, if we are doing sins. My brothers and sisters, we must make sure fasting is not just to stay away from food and drink. Fasting is to keep away from all the bad habits as well. Yes, if we eat and drink, then it's going to break our fast. And if we lie, backbite and do all the other things, it's not going to break our fast. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put that wa'id, that warning down, that I am not in need of your fast. So this is why, my brothers and sisters, few things we need to work on during this month of Ramadan is to clean our hearts. Along with that, we need to make sure our habits, the bad habits that we had from before, that we get rid of those bad habits and replace them with good habits. And then what we do, the things that we didn't do before the month of Ramadan, all the good actions that we didn't do before the month of Ramadan, but this blessed month came, when Allah's mercy descended and we are doing extra good things, keep in mind that inshallah have firm intention that after the month of Ramadan, I will keep strong with those actions inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.